All right, so we're back. It's on a Monday, and this probably won't be a very long one. I don't really have a whole lot to talk about.
We did a really long one yesterday. We just went off on all kind of crazy directions.
Yeah, once she starts getting me talking and telling stories, next thing you know, I'm telling stories and shit.
About the scorpions. And
the scorpions, yeah. So she's trying to bring it out of me already.
I meant to like look up some of those other stories that happened around that time period, but I forgot to do it.
Man, there's a lot of stories about rumors that formed around me. That was one of them. I don't know if I want to talk about that one, though.
Why not? Why not?
You want to talk about that one?
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't have to, like, go into, like, super elaborate detail or anything.
when Jenny met me, all right, there were guys that were gunning for her, and they were saying, don't mess with that dude. Don't mess with that dude. He's bad.
Yeah.
It's true.
I know.
But it wasn't as bad as they said, right?
You're terrible.
Yeah. Well, there was this rumor that I would go to these clubs and just like I'd get blown in the club. But it was true.
Well, at least on one occasion.
On one occasion, yeah. It was true. And from that, all of a sudden, you know, I got a super bad reputation with the guys, but I ended up getting a good reputation with the girls because of what the woman said.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's all I'm going to say about that. You're going to get me in trouble. You're going to get in trouble.
It's very funny because I've lived in Central Florida my whole life. You had just moved here.
Yeah.
What, maybe like a year before I met you? Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, because when did you move here?
Oh,
what year
shit,
do you remember?
2008.
2008?
Yeah,
oh, okay, so maybe that was longer ago. So maybe you lived here like
It was like the middle of 2008 when I moved here.
Okay. So, yeah. So I feel like it was probably, I think it was 2010 or 2011.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
2010 I met you, I think.
Yeah.
And, you did kind of have... You did kind of have like a, not a bad reputation necessarily, but you
did said
have,
I was a fucking slut.
Yeah, you did. Have a reputation as a slut, which actually was not really true.
No.
Like once I met you and like started talking to you and stuff, because I was still married at that time, and I was like, you were, I don't know why you got that reputation, because you were no more slutty than, and but considerably less slutty than some other people that I knew.
It was fear. It was fear is what it was. They thought I was going to take advantage of shit.
Yeah.
And really, I wasn't interested in taking other people's girlfriends.
Yeah.
That's what it was, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
Yeah.
You know? And, I was friends with Sonia already by that time and some other people. And I was just minding my own business, really.
Yeah.
More than anything else, you know? But they were already blaming me for shit before that one situation even happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how many of these dudes are here going to fucking tell you like, oh, well, some girl wanted to blow me, I would say no. Now, are you fucking crazy? And it wasn't like it was out in public.
Yeah.
Kind of. Girl I knew just fucking grabbed me and fucking pulled me off in a fucking corner, you know what I mean? Fucking, wasn't really a corner.
It was like behind a curtain.
Yeah. The part of the club was fucking closed off, had a big curtain, you know, and just fucking shit like that. And she's getting busy fucking worshiping me, you know? So I'm just like, okay. Tell me when you're done. And I'm like, actually, nah, I'll tell you when I'm done. But it was all good, you know what I mean? And fucking, then she goes right out and fucking tells Tina.
Yeah.
Tina's the, you know, Tina.
That we talked about yesterday.
Told Tina last night. Yeah, she was, you know, she was the girl that fucking helped Paul run the place. It was Paul's wife.
Yeah.
And Tina was amazed. She was amazed. So I got this fucking killer rep.
Yeah.
With the girls. But all the guys are fucking hating on it. You know what I mean?
They were.
But here's the weird thing. Half the guys didn't believe that it happened. You know, fucking, I used to think you're an asshole because, you know, I used to believe that you used to sit around and fucking get head and shit in the club. I, you know, now that I know you, that was bullshit. And I went, no, that happened.
Yeah.
And you're like, you were there.
I mean, it happened one time. It's not
one time.
Yeah, it was not like.
But they were like saying it was like it happened at all times.
And it wasn't like you instigated it. No. She was just kind of like, hey, come back here. And he was just like, okay.
I was like, all right. Drinking my hand and shit. And she was married.
Yeah, that's right.
She was married.
Whatever happened to her, man?
She left.
Yeah, I don't think she lives around here anymore. No. Like, yeah, she had some problems.
She was a trip. You
know? I like
her. She went out there. She was funny. Yeah. But she went out and she fucking bragged about it.
Like, immediately afterward? Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like she did it on purpose, like, just fucking to tell everybody.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is, it's really funny because when I, you know, before I knew you that well, and, yeah, I did get, like, some guys that were like, he's such a dick. He's a man whore. He's like this, that, and the other. But then, like, you know, once I got to know you and stuff, I'm like, okay, whatever. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and that did not hurt my popularity. As a matter of fact, it magnified it.
Yeah. Well, people that knew you knew that was crap. And then, like, when people later, like, met you.
Yeah.
They knew that it wasn't.
Well, they knew how it happened.
Yeah.
They were doing worse.
That's what I mean. It's like, so you get a reputation for doing that. It's like, I know some shit that happened with some other people is way fucking worse than that. And that's like not even bad. Like I said, no one's consent was violated.
No.
Nobody saw anything.
No,
nobody...
there were fucking dudes that basically date raped fucking girls in there and shit.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. We tried to shut them out.
To be fair, they have a really bad reputation too, but, you know. It's like, considering what that, it's like what you did is like not, like I said, nobody.
Dude date raped that fucking girl and then took pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
And was sharing pictures of it.
Yep. Special.
Yeah. Like he didn't think that was date rape. Well, she was just unconscious.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you know.
Who thinks that's okay? Who thinks that's okay?
Fucking nut, man. Dude was a fucking nut. And he kept coming back around.
Yeah, we couldn't get rid of him.
Couldn't get rid of him.
Even though everyone was like...
Everybody's like, dude, man, you need to get out of here. Don't come back.
And yet he's still...
He's like, oh.
He still hung around. Like,
yeah.
Even though everybody knew.
Yeah, what else fucking has happened?
I don't know, man.
I'm just trying to make out the fucking show right now. Kind of sleepy. I ate a big old fucking bowl of spaghetti meatballs.
Yeah, we made spaghetti.
I got that carb crash, so I'm like...
Well, I probably woke you up early too. Well, I got up the normal time I get up. I woke up at 6:30 and then I was like getting ready to go out for a walk, and I think you woke up because you were awake when I got back from my walk.
Yeah.
Little Pookie was, what the hell was she doing last night? Was she crawling around under the bed?
I don't know.
I woke up at like 2 or 3 in the morning. All I heard was
like
underneath
the
box spring.
Yeah, what she does is that she lays on her back and puts her hands and feet up, puts her claws out, and grabs the bottom of the bed and drags herself
and goes all the way around
the bed, so drag
underneath the bed.
Yeah, her back drags on the ground.
Yeah,
and
she
thinks that shit's hilarious.
She just really enjoys that. She does that to chairs too.
Yeah,
but she'll get under the bed and do that. And like sometimes too, it's like if there's like a gap between like the head of the bed and the wall. Yeah. It's like sometimes she'll come up there and she'll try to climb up through there and like try and jump out like where the pillow is.
That cat's insane.
She is, but in a funny kind of way.
She's cute. She's a clown.
She's not doing anything like to be malicious. She's just having like a good time.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
That cat is a clown.
She is. She needs a little jester outfit. I think she would look cute in a little jester outfit.
Yep.
You know what she did yesterday morning was she was out of treats again. And so she went up on the thing like underneath the TV.
Yeah.
And there was a little pile of Blu-rays. And she just went up there and went.
Whoosh! Yep.
And they went crash.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, she must be out of treats again. Yep. And she was. That's exactly what I know. I know exactly what she's doing when she makes all that fucking noise. All right. You look like you're about to like.
I'm getting ready to fall asleep.
And he seems, you want to go take a nap?
Yeah, I'm going to take an old man nap.
He needs his old man nap. go cuddle up with Pookie. I think Pookie's in there sleeping on the bed. You can go cuddle up next to Pookie and fall asleep. Y'all can take an old man nap and a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to fucking like be afraid that I'm running out of material. That I fucking can do this shit fucking all the time. It's just right now, you're catching me in a moment of weakness. I'm getting ready to write this cookbook. I got some good plans for this fucking cookbook.
Yeah, we were just talking about it before we turned the thing on. Yeah. It's like, well, because I didn't realize like how many people like came on the YouTube comments and were like, oh my God, yeah, that's a great idea. Well, and we want to like make it
so foreigners can do this shit too, because we got a lot of people like in Europe that I'm gonna be talking about certain types of cuisine. They may not be able to get the components. So in the cookbook, it will be how to make the components too.
Yeah.
All right. So it's going to be pretty good. How to make pizza crust. Make the dough from nothing. Like the right way. All right. What kind of flour to get. How to make jelly. How to make peanut butter. How to make certain kind of sandwich spreads. That way you can execute these recipes no matter where you are in the world. That's how I want to do it.
Yeah. If you can get all the components. As long as you can get the ingredients. Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll at least have an acceptable version of what I'm talking about. And it's going to have a drink menu and everything.
I'm going to have to put some stuff in there that my grandma used to make, like gooey butter cake.
You can do that, yeah. All right. Cocoons. Remember cocoons?
Yeah.
About pralines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, put yeah, some, pralines. We got to put that in there.
Yeah, we'll put southern food in there. We're going to have some foreign food. How to make Mexican food. How to make corn tortillas and flour tortillas if you can't get Mexican food. It's going to be shit like that. It's going to be neat.
And like I said, I want to make it like funny too, because I want like some of your commentary and shit like that in there. So even if you're not going to cook the shit in it, it'll still be like funny, like worth reading.
How to make salsa. How to make sour cream.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that, you know, that Southerners and just Americans in general eat that a person in Europe can't get.
Or it's like a pain in the ass.
Or it's a pain in the ass. Or it's a bad version of it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I've heard that some foreign peanut butter is fucking just inedible, that an American wouldn't eat that. It's either too sweet or not sweet enough, or it's the wrong texture. But there's a way to make that, to make like a real wholesome fucking good tasting peanut butter at home. You don't need.
It's pretty easy to make. It's easy to make. Jelly's easy to make, too.
Yeah, making jelly and
stuff. I like chunky peanut butter.
Yeah.
Some brands are better than others, but it's all pretty good.
Yeah. And like, you know... And also shit having to do with hamburgers, too. Like, a Brazilian hamburger is fucking terrible compared to an American hamburger. And they call it American. They know it's an American thing, and they try to do it all the time. They can't get the bun right, all right? A bun is hard to do. Their shit's too fucking sweet. And it's too flaky. It's like, I don't know what kind of dough they used. And then the ketchup they used was wrong. It was
interesting.
Like, yeah, it was orange, and it was real sweet and sugary and cheap tasting.
Which the ketchups here, I mean, they run the range. Like, some of them are too sweet for some people, I know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of the brands have a different like sweetness level to them.
Yeah.
But
I was working at a restaurant for a while, and the guy who ran it, man, he was fantastic chef. He was younger than me. This is right after I got out of the Army. We worked for a while. And we made our own salad dressings and our own condiments. And I was involved in making all that shit.
Yeah.
We used to make our own ketchup. And it was just fucking better than any ketchup, any Heinz 57. Better than Hunt's. Better than anything.
Well, yeah, everything.
You just have to know what you're doing.
You know what's good? Curry ketchup.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Mm.
I got really it once. Good. I was at Pomfret in New York City.
Yeah.
And it's like they give you those those twice fried like Belgian fries. They give you like a big cone of that shit. And then they have like 60 bajillion different like condiments. Yeah. And curry ketchup was like my favorite.
How to make mayonnaise.
Yeah.
That's another one that we used to make mayonnaise. That was just like hard boiled egg yolks and vinegar. And we used to whip it. And there was some other stuff in there. I forgot what it was. And make a beautiful fucking mayonnaise. Which, that's a French thing, really. I think they invented that. But some countries, you can't get good mayonnaise. And it all makes a difference in all that stuff.
Well, every little thing, it's like, you know, the stuff that we buy here, like, I don't even remember what brand of, like, ketchup we have in the fridge. It's probably Heinz or something. And we have, like, a Hellman's mayonnaise, probably. Which is, you know, that's good on a burger, but, like, obviously, if you're going to make all your own shit, it's gonna be way better.
Yeah, because like in South America, you just couldn't get a good hamburger. You could never get a good hamburger in Korea. It's like, that is not a fucking hamburger. Just throw that shit away. It's just not a burger.
Yeah.
You know?
It seems like it... It seems like it would be hard to mess that up.
Oh,
but,
no, it's very
but
easy.
But there's so many components
yeah.
that have to go correctly, or at least passably.
They have to go correctly for the American expectation of the way things are supposed to taste.
Yeah.
Just the wrong bun is enough to fuck it up. Or too many fillers inside a damn beef patty. Just there's a lot of shit that can go wrong. You can go like, that's fucking soybean. You kick that shit out. You know what I mean? That's not a hamburger.
Yeah.
Soybeans, just, it just doesn't work. And like I said, the ketchup.
Yeah.
That'll make or break you.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't seem like it would be a big deal, but it really is.
Oh, yeah. The condiments, man, fucking serious, you know, components. Without it, you just don't have it. It's just not it. There's a lot of things that have to go right. Brazilians also fucked up pizza all the time. The crust was never really a crust like I make. It was more like a soft bread.
Yeah.
And the pizza was more like steamed more than it was.
Yeah.
More
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Because.
Honestly, was it more like focaccia or?
No.
No.
Shitty pizza.
It was more like shitty pizza.
Shitty pizza. And it was shitty pizza because their ovens could never really get up to the fucking high temperatures that you need. You can't really cook a pizza under 500 degrees. You want it but more like 550, 525.
Well, when we make pizza here, because we just have like a regular electric stove, you put it up to 525, which is as high as it'll go, but yeah. You leave it on for like a really long time.
Yeah,
like
you got to cook it on. You can't cook it on metal. It's got to be cooked on stone.
Yeah, so he puts the stone in there, and you just like leave it at 525
hot
for like an hour or two before he even puts the pizza in.
Yeah, cooking time is only 15 minutes on a pizza.
Yeah.
And that's for a large one. Small ones might be more like 12 minutes. But it's just so hot in there. It's like it's supposed to be like a kiln.
Yeah.
It's very much like it's cooked by induction. All the heat from the damn stone just gets sucked into the pizza from the bottom. And that's really where the cooking action's coming from. So that stone's got to be super hot. And the dough has to be aged. And it's got to have, it'll be thin and kind of crispy and have a nice kind of stretch to it. And there's a weird, I'll show you. There's a way it's got to be. And once you deviate from that cooking time and temperature, you're going to fuck pizza all up. That's not pizza. High temperature, low cooking time. Well, Brazil, they're like a 350 type motherfucker, where everything's like 350, everything's like 400, and they're trying to cook on metal, and they're trying to cook everything at once, you know what I mean, in a restaurant, so there might be four other things in that oven being cooked at the same time, and then the pizza just sits out there on the counter, you know what I mean, people order slices off of it until it's gone, and they got fucking shit like green peas on a pizza. And fucking chickpeas on a damn pizza.
I remember being in the UK and seeing corn niblets or corn kernels on there.
When you see shit like that, just throw it away.
I think that Asian, they do that in Asia too.
They don't know anything about pizza.
That's very strange.
Every country seems to have their version of pizza, but pizza got famous not because of Italy. It got famous because of fucking America. And that's where it really got famous. It's in the Chicago area, Chicago, New York area. And the very first versions of pizza that came out, the oldest one recorded, this was, you know, in the early 1900s, I forgot exactly. I think it had something to do with an Olympic event that was going up. It was just a round, flat piece of bread, cooked at very high temperature, low time. And it was three colors. It was green, white, and red, like the Italian flag.
Yeah.
And the red was just tomatoes, and then it had spinach for the green, and the white was the cheese. And it was totally separate. It wasn't mixed on top of each other. That's what it started as.
Not going to lie. It's
bread with some shit on it.
Yeah, bread with some shit on it.
Right. But Italian-Americans down here, you know what I mean? They're now living in luxury compared to the way it was back in Sicily or whatever. They've got all this food now. So they took ideas like that and they just made what they considered to be a richer version of it. Yeah, put tomato sauce on. Put a lot of tomato sauce. Put a lot of cheese on it. Put a lot of meat on it. You know, and that's sometimes they put another crust on the top and call it pizza pie.
Yeah.
So, and only Italian Americans knew about it for a long, long time. It got famous because gangsters got famous.
Yeah.
All right. Because they would write newspaper articles about them, you know, that You know, what's his name? The guy from Al Capone. I think that's the first time it was really mentioned in the media that Al Capone liked to hang out at these things called pizzerias.
Yeah.
He ate this stuff called pizza pie. And, you know what I mean? And people got interested. What the fuck is a pizza pie? And then Capone would go on about pizza in a damn article. You know? And that's really what made pizza famous. So.
Yeah. Because it got cool.
Yeah.
Associated with.
Yeah. Non-Italians are like, I wonder what that tastes like. You know? And they're trying to make it.
As it turns out.
Yeah, but it was evidently it was for a long time it was just fucked up most of the time.
Well, because they didn't really
know how to make it. It took Italian Americans really
to
teach the rest of the United States how to make it. And from there, that was kind of a global phenomenon. From there, it got more famous. Italy was doing stuff like that, but Italy's version of it was just kind of like bread with stuff on it, like a focaccia. Really, it's more like what their pizza was.
Although
focaccia is good too. But. But evidently now you can go to Italy and you can find things that are kind of like Italian-American versions of pizza. Or it's like that.
And I don't know, like, maybe if people that aren't from the United States don't know, but, I mean, the New York pizza versus Chicago pizza, that's still, like, a big debate because Chicago makes that deep dish shit.
Yeah.
That some people are like, that's not pizza, it's like a casserole or a lasagna or whatever.
Yeah,
whereas New York's is, like, you know, thinner crust or foldable. Yeah. You know, and they usually sell them by the slice so you can like eat them on the street or whatever.
Yeah.
I do not have a dog in this fight. I will eat either kind.
They're both good.
They are both very good. It's like,
they're both good.
And I don't really have a preference over, I mean, I have a preference over toppings, but I'll eat pretty much anything on a pizza, except for like weird shit. Like I said, like corn niblets and that kind of crap. It's like, I don't want that.
Don't have a pizza stone and the equipment to get it off a stone, which is like a big paddle thing, you know, called a peel. Looks like a big snow shovel. If you don't have that, then that means you're restricted to cast iron. And you can cook it in a cast iron
pan.
Yeah,
we've done that before.
That's good, too.
So
if you don't have a stone, you got to have a cast iron pan.
Well, everyone should have a cast iron
skillet
if they're going to cook,
If you got a cast iron skillet, you can get a pretty good pan pizza going.
Yeah.
But if you're just going to try to cook it on one of those little skinny pizza pans, you're fucking tripping. You're never going to get that. You're never going to get that crust right. Metal just can't do that kind of metal can't do it. You need to have a fucking heavy cast iron because you need the heat has to conduct properly.
Yeah.
And I've just learned it through experience over and over again. And other guys will tell you that you got to have one or the other.
Yeah.
Or you can cook it on a wire screen. That'll work too. There's a lot of pizzerias that'll do that.
Yeah.
They'll cook fast like that. It's not quite as good as on a cast iron skillet or a stone, though.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, you can do it, you know, you can do it on a metal pan. It's edible, but it's just not, it's not peak pizza.
It tastes like frozen pizza, no matter what you do.
Pretty much, yeah. You're not going to get that really nice, like, homemade, crunchy kind of crust on the bottom. And like the, you know, you're not going to get that.
Yeah.
And like you said, dough got to be aged as well.
Yeah.
It'll work, like, because you've made dough and then we made a pizza the same day.
Yeah.
But it's always better if you leave it a
second,
day or
third
two.
Day.
And then make a pizza.
It's got to be under controlled fermentation.
Yeah.
It's got to sit there and kind of ferment. If it gets too fermented, then it starts falling apart. You can't really work with it. It gets too slimy. You can't make the dough.
Yeah.
You can't make the crust with it. It tastes good, though. I've dropped it into a cast iron skillet.
Yeah.
Like day five. And pushed it in there and put a little bit of flour on top of it so I could work with it. And it's great. It's like a sourdough.
Yeah.
You know,
it does come out nice.
But it would only be good for on a cast iron.
Yeah, because if you try to like roll it out,
you can't roll it.
It's just gonna like tear full of holes and shit.
Yeah, I'll get into that when we write the fucking recipe.
Yeah,
we need to
get on that. That's another thing I need to get done before
I'll teach
the end
guys
of the year.
You know, southern desserts like cocoons. We'll talk about that. Pralines.
Like I said, I wanted to do a butter cake because my grandma always.
We can
make
do that. What else we'll put in there? Probably put. Maybe some seafood dishes, you know. Maybe, well, shit, that's pretty easy. Shit like crawfish and boil. I think you can find that on the internet.
Well, you can find most things on the internet, like I said. But it's, you know, it's just kind of like what we cook a lot and how you make it.
Yeah. Some of the stuff's family recipes.
Yeah. So I think that'll be, because, you know, people still put cookbooks out, even though, you can find a recipe for pretty much whatever you want on the internet. But it's like, you know, I think if people want a cookbook, they want, like, part of your, like, personality in it.
Yeah.
And stuff that you personally have cooked and that you've experimented with and that you, you know what I mean?
But if any of you guys have any suggestions, if you're like in another country and you have suggestions, you know, like what it is you want in that cookbook, then I can come up with some stuff. Because there's a lot of stuff that I cook or have access to that I don't mention on the show.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, you might be in a country where, you know, pork's more common than beef or chicken, you know, whatever. And, you know, you might want to know, you know, shit, I can teach you how to make fried chicken.
Yeah.
And fried chicken and biscuits, you know, with fucking coleslaw and shit like that, you know, like you'd get in KFC, you know. I don't know. It depends on what you guys are interested in.
Yeah.
I can make anything.
But yeah, so if anybody's got recommendations, like what you want to see in there, we're going to start making, like, lists of
stuff that'll be in it.
Stuff that'll be in there, and we'll have to start, like, you'll have to make it all and take pictures. And
We will probably have to have a section where how to make condiments and dressings.
Yeah, you should do that.
Okay.
Because that was something that you used to do, like where I used to work, so.
Right. Well, that way, you know, if I'm talking about, if I mention making a hamburger and it's best with this and that, you know, then it'll in another section, it'll tell you how to make that stuff.
Yeah.
Or a better version of, maybe, you know, a better version of ketchup or a better version of mayonnaise, something like that.
Yeah, because you always make your own. I mean, he makes his own salsa. You make your own, tartar sauce, all that kind of stuff.
Dips, salad dressings sometimes, depends on what I have. Salad dressing is easy to make.
Yeah.
It's sour cream and cream. That's the basis of all the creamy ones. The rest of them are all some kind of vinaigrette.
Yeah.
If it's blended or not blended. That's a whole book into itself, though. I want to keep it kind of simple. Simple, yeah. Like American comfort foods and some of the shit we eat around here.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to wrap it up for this Monday. We did pretty good for not having a goddamn thing to talk about.
Nah, making it up.
You got to go
check the mail, too.
You got to go check the mail and take your old man nap and go check on Pokey.
Keep me young, man. Keep that testosterone flowing.
All the sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like suspended animation.
Yeah. All right. So all right. You guys have a good rest of your Monday. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.